I, Barack Hussein Obama.
I, George Walker Bush.
I, William Jefferson Clinton.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
At noon on January 20, in the year following the November presidential election, a new U.S. president takes office, or the incumbent president continues on to a second four-year term. Inauguration Day represents an unbroken chain stretching back to 1789, when the United States installed its first president, George Washington. The inauguration ceremony conveys the strength and the permanence of the U.S. presidency, and it is a powerful symbolic moment for the American people, as Georgetown University's Mark Rome points out.
Because it is the time when one democratically elected president leaves office and another democratically elected president takes over office, and the transition is peaceful and ceremonial.
In the years when a new president comes into office, he meets with his predecessor at the White House on the morning of Inauguration Day. They go to the Capitol together for the swearing-in ceremony. Awaiting them are members of Congress, justices of the Supreme Court, officials from the outgoing administration, and many of those who will serve under the new president. This represents both support for the office of the president and a reflection of the office's continuity. The new president takes the oath of office at noon and is administered by the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. His presence has symbolism of its own, says Johns Hopkins University professor Ben Ginsberg.
It's in effect saying that this new individual is exercising power, is consistent with the Constitution of the United States, the laws of the United States, the wisdom and hopes of the framers of our Constitution.
As America's head of state, the new president receives a 21-gun salute and gives his first official speech, the inaugural address.
Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many.
The eyes of the world will be on him. The eyes of our country will be on him. See how he defines the vision for his presidency.
After being sworn in, the president travels to the White House, where he enjoys a massive inauguration parade. Groups from all over the country come to Washington to take part, symbolically reflecting the nation's approval of the new chief executive. Then, as day becomes night, the inauguration festivities continue, as the new president attends one or several balls celebrating his ascension to the White House. Being the president of the United States has been called the toughest job in the world. But the challenges ahead begin on this day, surrounded by promise and buoyed with hope. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.